This is 2920ER, today's date, chart review on the 21st Friday, Dr. Garcia. First patient is MS. This patient was seen last week, 37-year-old with headache, with the prescription mix-up. She comes back again this time with symptoms of COVID, diagnosed with COVID, treated with Z-Pak, Midrol, Dospak, Tessalon, received Decadron and Rocephin in the ER, was very, very happy with Dr. Garcia and his bedside manner and how he explained everything. Next patient is D, 86-year-old woman seen for possible bladder infection. Patient has a history of hydronephrosis, has a stent in place, also suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, DVT, on numerous medication, including Lasix and CHF. It's very, very surprising. Dr. Garcia only did a urinalysis and told the patient to get in touch with her specialist regarding the making sure that the stent is still working in her ureters. Period. That's very unlikely of him not to do a workup. He didn't do anything but a urinalysis. I talked to the patient's daughter. They were happy with the care, but they're still trying to desperately get a hold of their urologist today, Monday, noon. She wishes that the stents were checked in the emergency room. But nevertheless, they were happy with the care, and mom is doing better with antibiotics. But again, surprising that Dr. Garcia didn't do more of a workup in an 86-year-old with multiple medical issues with symptoms of UTI and a stent place and ureter stent placement in the past. Next patient is RW, 2-year-old child with COVID exposure, negative symptoms, negative tests, no treatment. I talked to the mom at length. She said Dr. Garcia was fine, but everything took forever. Looking at the chart, they checked in at 4:12. They left at 15:52. I'm not sure what they were expecting, but she was happy with the care, and she would come back later, she stated, if she needed to. Next patient is BW, 25-year-old, mom of the 2-year-old above. She was exposed to COVID, had no symptoms, did not require any treatment. Same complaint. This time she was seen at 14:07. They left at 15:52. Next patient is TD, Thomas David, 46-year-old with dizziness, nausea, headache, history of COVID. A few days ago was given IV fluids, had full blood work, received Zofran and Decadron. She felt like Dr. Garcia did great, in quotation. She's still feeling sick and not 100%. She's going to see her PCP, but was happy with the care she received at 2920ER on Friday the 21st. Thank you.